from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Croatian Prime Minister: our country cannot house them all. Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic says his country will no longer register the thousands of migrants entering the country after more than 11,000 crossed into Croatia this week. Croatia sealed 7 of its 8 border crossings with Serbia late Thursday after a surge of migrants crossed into the country after Hungary turned them away. Friday, in an interview on Croatian television, Mr. Milanovic said Croatia is a small country, and while migrants are welcome to pass through, the nation cannot house them all. He said they will get food, water, and medical help, but must keep traveling. A woman identified only as Diane is one of those refugees. She's from Aleppo.
Yes, the buses will take us to the camp. We will be registered. And then, actually, we will try to go to Slovenia. But we are hearing different things, that they will fingerprint us. So we'll see what to do.
Bevar Balak is a spokesman for the UN High Commission for Refugees, commenting in Croatia.
We have responded to humanitarian emergencies within hours. Within 3 days, we can put in place mechanisms for refugee arrivals, registration, up to 5.5 million people or 750,000 people. We can empty our warehouses in Dubai, Copenhagen, and other places. We know how to do the job, but the responsibility, the moral and legal responsibility here is on the countries in the European Union. What's missing is a collective European Union action. Countries have been trying to do it on their own, and then at some stage they say they can't. So they need to do it together.